Zog the Mishnah. A mafkid chavis esach adenoi o lichte le baile mokoin tiltola benichtera mishtabra im misai mitoich yadoi nishbara le tzarech echai o tzarech apata im mishanicha nishbara ben tzarech apata Little by the Malkan, the base shamer. Loimer, loi, zavizu, hashilain, he didn't borrow a particular place in the shoyel's house to keep his chavis. The tsar chai, the shtabish bai. The tsar chai, shaysim, machim, the turfa. Okay, the shtabish was going to break over there, and therefore he moved it. So then, the tilta was the tsar, the cotton, then obviously he's not going to be chayiv for it. In mishenicha, shakila tashmishai, hayshiva makai, we finished using it, he put it back. Hayshiva makai mishtamer, bein shatilpul mitchil etzarcha, bein shatilpul etzarcha pater, because it's hashavu. Mar parach, maishna, leichle makai, and Mishnah is Mechali, Reish is by Yichlo Malkan. Yichlo Ba'al Malkan, Seif Yichlo Ba'al Malkan, Betotla, Be'nishbara, Be'im Perchad, Be'im Mishnicha, Be'tzarech Lechai, Be'tzarech Fater, and even if it was a Nicha, if it was Yichlo Malkan, then it doesn't help. Echazara, asking the Gemara's question, Ma'ish Nereisha, Ma'ish Nereisha, Not the Gemara. Hamani, Rabbi Shmuel, he. The Omar Levin and Das Bailam. The Sanya, a guy to play with the Eider, sell him a kiss, Lamokim Shagonov, Yachzid, the Rabbi Shmuel, Kiva, and Metzarach Das Bailam. Play the Shmuel, if you steal, Ganav steals something, and he returns it, Does that pater him, or he has to let the Bailam know? Says Rashi, "Sarach das Bailam in lo yediam chayev b'achriusam in meis einignab dim de shaklei konlei b'shusei." So when he took it, he became a gana. It was b'shusei, right? Kon b'shusei. It's chayev einsin v'ashava b'leidia la b'ashavi. So in the etzem, the machleik of Shmuel Kiva, so the Gemara Baba Kama, Afkuf Chesam and Beis. We have a Mishnah of going to play with Eid of Achziroi. The Mishnah says Yechayev. Chayev achrusa, but lo yodu bailim lo b'gneiv lo b'chazasai umanu setzayin v'shleimi pater. That's the whole question. The Gemara exactly what this Mishnah is talking about. Reb Chisda says, l'das if the bailim knew about it by the gneiva, then he counted it and saw that he had the amount of sheep that he was supposed to have. Even though you didn't tell him that you're returning it, you're potter. Shloi l'das, you need das, you have to tell him, says Rashi. Loi diavgav the demon l'chayiv. Okay, whatever the Pshat Mishnah. And the reason is, Gemara says, I'm a Rav, my time, Hayol ve'ankita nagri b'riyasa. Because the reason why, if you didn't know about it, then even though he counted it and he realized that's return, that's not good enough. And so, what's the reason? Because by an animal, since the animal So got used to going out. Lom the lots is chod. So mad. It's shicho shimer yafa. Kim lo yadu abaylim lo imiznari ba. So therefore, that's the chista shita. Therefore, Shleila Das, if he doesn't know about it, then it's not enough that he counts. You have to actually tell me you stole it, so he should be careful and he should know to watch out for this particular sheep that was given a day out. Then the Gemara says, Lema Ketana, brings an arm of Shom Kiva. Says the Gemara, Amr of Zvid, Mishmei de Rav, Rava, Mishmei Mishagona, Mishus. Okay, what's the whole machlokes? Or Mishmael or Rekiva says the Gemara that we're talking about a shomer that took it from his from himself. Shehichzir lemakom shegana and returned it. That's the machlekes. Rekiva sava kol slash merasa, Rishmal sava kol slash merasa. So what's the machlekes of Rekiva? Says Rashi. What's the machlekes? Says Rashi. Ach m'shem shegana m'shus atzmas inan. So now, if he took it from the Rishus of the Bailin, and he put it back to the Rishus of the Bailin, then you look at Chista. But if he took it from his own Rishus, the Bailin mifta nafshim in a Bailin, betainis geneva, oyaveda, kiva sabar, kiva chenasa ganu, kol slash rasa, desulay mim in the Bailin. Once he stole it, he's not trustworthy anymore. If he's not trustworthy, yeah? We don't say that the das of the shomer is enough when he returns it. If he's a shomer, so it's as if the Baal knows about it. He's in place of the Baal. So we say no. Why? Because it's kosel shmirasa. The Baal doesn't trust him anymore. He's not a shomer anymore. Yeah? He's not a shomer anymore.
He was a shomer and then he stole from...
From himself.
How do you know when you're stealing it? How do you know when you're not stealing it?
Kavana,
you're saying now I'm going
to
steal it?
He's picking up to steal it. He's picking up to take it. Right?
He took it out.
What? We'll see. What? When he took it out.
Like if he's a shomer himself right now?
He took it out. Took it out of the house? Out of the shoes?
What's the svara of it?
What's the svara of what? He picked it up? Oh, Christmas for okay, fine. I'll tell you. You need it. But for Christmas, you need that. But for this, I don't know if you picked it up. So you have to take it out of the house?
No.
Rishmol Savar, Adayin Rishayim Rala. Well, see, it's actually a question which we'll get to, Mitzvah Shem. The fear of Akiva. Yeah, Yehli. The fear of Akiva. That Kol Shmirasai, does that mean it's only Kolsa, it's Kolsa and therefore he's not considered the Das Bailim, right? And therefore it's not considered Chazara. What about Rabbi Chiyuvim? Right? You still have the Chiyuvim Shaimrim. That we'll see. It still might be Chiyuvim Shaimrim. Not a Shaimrim Machal. Only the Gabi this, that it's considered that returning it to yourself is not considered returning. The mom doesn't trust you anymore, so then therefore it's not considered hashava to the Baal. But doesn't mean that necessarily you become potter from the chiyuvim b'shaimer. That we'll see. Agaponim l'nyaneinu. So what we're saying? According to Rabbi Akiva, again, since you stole it, kol shmirasa. Why? What's the shot? Kol shmirasa. Because the guy, that's it. The guy doesn't trust you anymore. You stole it. The guy, you're a jerk. He doesn't want you to shame anymore. And Mela, if you return it from where you took it from, doesn't help. That's not called a chazar. It's not called a hashava. And Mishmal says no. Adayin Rishayim Allah. V'sagi v'das today. So it's called das. It's called das Baila. Returning it returning it to the matzah that was before is considered hashav of das baile.
Hashavam mitzad mineva, or when he says like kalsa shmira, so like, what does that mean? Like the shmira, he's still shmira.
He's still exact same thing he was before.
So it wasn't a ganav at all.
He was a ganav. Now he returned it. No, he wasn't. Of course, he was a ganav. No, I'm not saying he wasn't a ganav. Wait. When he picked it up to steal, he's a ganav. He was a ganav. The child is was considered a chazara. So if he lost the shomer hat, right?
So you can be a ganav and a shomer at the same time, or when you return it, then you become a shomer.
You're still a shomer. You're also a ganav. I don't think he means that. Shmuel holds that you lost your status of a shomer, and then you get it back. I don't think so. I'm saying that you're a shomer the whole time. But Maisa, you're a ganav. It's not a stira. Now that you put it back, it's considered that it was a shava, mitzad, you didn't ganav. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says. Now, so this Rashi, what does Rashi say with Asher B'Kiva? And the Ritva and our sugya, right, brings in the whole sugya of Bava Kama. Ritva and our sugya, and Mar brings down the juice of Shmuel and B'Kiva. Ritva says, he brings down the Mar Bava Kama. Vukibiduchte. Now, the Rabbi Eim had a ha'ar in Rashi. When Rashi says Sarach Das Bailim, says Rashi Vimloi Haydiyam Chai Bachar Yusam. It may say nigna, the midashakle, kama bishuse, he's a ganav. Vashava below yidia, lava shavi. Shava below yidia is lava shava. So now, it's mashmarashi. Let's say you contacted the bailim, the shomer contacted the bailim, and he says, I stole your object. No, he's being medin. He's putting it back. I stole it, but I'm putting it back. Right? It's mashma from Rashi. Then even if you're a b'kiva, that will be enough. That will be enough. So Rabbi was asking, but if we say the according to your b'kiva, it's called shmirasai. That means he's ois shomer. Because the ragged, you stole it, you're not a shomer anymore. Right? You stole it, then that's it. You're out. So Mela, what's next? So Mela, what does it help? To be Maidim, calls him up and tells him, by the way, I stole your object. I stole your barrel. I stole your cow, whatever it is. And I'm returning it to where? To my house. One second, you're not a shomer anymore. How's that Ashava? That was Rabbi's question. A very strong question. But if our sugya is going to the sugya of Bava Kama, which Ritva says it is, Then we have a problem. What's Rashi Mashma that if he did tell the Baal, it would be enough.
Maybe
I'm sure the matter is Ritva himself over here said, I just noticed this now as I'm reading the Ritva again. So the same thing you have in Rashi, you have in the Ritva, and the Ritva Zichelun is that our Gemara is going like Gemara Bava Kama, so you can't just cop out and say that okay, so our Sugya is not literally Bava Kama, even though maybe I have Shtik Mashmais, maybe in Taisis, that our Gemara is not going like Gemara Bava Kama, but meaning that was Rishvita Bava Kama says that the Mechalikis is whether Kol Shmir Asur or not. You don't have to learn that way. It could be Mechalikis is not, or whether you need as Bailim for Hashava, right? The Kipshuta, right? Without by a Shaymer. So, which in that case, it doesn't make, there's no Svar of Kol Shmir Asur according to anybody. That would be a simple Pshat to say in Rashi. I'm just thinking now, as I'm reading the Ritva now, with the same deed that Abraham has in Rashi, we have in the Ritva. Rakiva Sava, Shem Shagon Meshusa, it calls the Shmira, so it's Sarach Lahakta, Ladaz Bailim. It's Mashm, Ladaz Bailim, Mios. It will be a Chazara, even if I'm going to Ferish and Rakiva. I'm going to Rakiva, it was called the Shmira, and still he's saying, Ladaz Bailim, it's going to help. So I was just thinking now, that's always a little dangerous, that what I just said before, that some Achareim want to say that even if you're a B'kiva, that's called Shmirasai, that's only Lagabe, that it should be considered that if you need das, that das of the shomer is enough. What are we saying? The fear of Akiva, the fear of Ishmael, it's like calls the shmirasai, and therefore returning it ladas of the shomer is as if you're returning ladas of the bailim, because the shomer is b'makom the bailim. And Mela, since the Shomer knows about it, says that the Bayan know about it. Right? That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says no. The fact that you stole it, right, makes it that it's not a Bayan anymore. It's called Shmirasa. But that doesn't mean that your potter, Lakula, that you potter from Shmirah. You can say it's not considered daita because he doesn't trust you anymore. He doesn't trust you, so you can't say that you have as if he knows about it because his shliach knows about it. So that's just as good. But he doesn't trust this shliach anymore, right? So therefore, giving it back, it's not called l'daita. He doesn't trust him anymore. It's not called that you gave it back to the Baal, now the Baal knows about it, and it's all good. No, because you gave it to someone, you didn't give it to the Baal, you gave it to someone who the Baal doesn't trust and doesn't feel that this guy's a representative of the Baal. But l'gabe, the etzem, b'chiv, shmira, l'gabe being a shavadi, is still a shaymer. Even if he, Rabbi Akiva. So maybe if that's true, maybe it's Mirshav Rabbi Abram's question. And the question under Ritva. Because Nela, let's say you do tell the Bayim, call him up and say, I'm sorry, I stole it, but I'm doing the tshuva, and I'm putting it back. Right? So Mela, B'chei Agavna, that is considered Hashava. Because as long as the Bayim know about it, it's Mesad, the lack of das of the Bayim, the Bayim knows about it. Elamai Belchar, you're not returning it. There's no hashava to the Bailam Belchal, yeah, because he's not a shomer anymore. So you didn't give it. You didn't give it back. Where's the Bechal to chiyav hashava? Where's the chiyav hashava to the Bailam Belchal? The answer is, but if we say that he still has chiyav shmira, yearly, if he still has chiyav shmira, it means Batsam, he is a shomer. Elamai. We don't say that giving it to him is considered ladas habayla. because the Balaam doesn't trust him. But a metzias of a shayimer, he still is. A metzias of a shayimer of the Balaam, he still is over here. Elamai, 1 second. Elamai, the chesaron is that if you need das Balaam, if you need das Balaam, you don't have das Balaam. Why? Because he violated the trust of the Balaam. So it's not cool that he's the representative, he's the Mekari the Balaam, that if he knows about it, Kilu the Balaam know about it. He doesn't trust the guy anymore. But Elmai, what are we asking? Okay, so now, so you can't just say that, okay, since I know about it, that's good enough, Kilu the Balaam know about it. I have to actually tell the Balaam. Oh, we ask for 1 second. But once we say that it's called a Shemir Asai, what does it help to tell the Balaam? Because the Chayit is not a Shava. Forget about it. Right, so you have Das, but you don't have a Shava. Right? You have Das, but you don't have a Shava. The answer is that no. If we say that Batsim is still a Shiva Shmira, so Mitzad Mais HaShava, it's considered a Shava to the Bailim. Because he has a Chayit to watch it for the Bailim. So it is, there is a considered, you gave back to the Bailim. The problem was the Das. It's not considered Das a Bailam, because the Bailam doesn't trust him anymore. The male, if you called the Bailam, and you actually told the Bailam, so now you actually have the Das of the Bailam. Where's the Maisa Shava B'chal? The answer is, because he's still a Shaymer. And we're saying that, even though Kiva says, according to Rav Zvid, that's called a Shmirasai, doesn't mean that it's called Shmirasai, that you're not a Shaymer B'chal. That's what I'm thinking now. Yes, Akiva.
Shouldn't you just be turned into a Shemra Veda? Or should be the original Shemra Veda? You have there's a God, now there's no God, because he's not a God anymore. You decided you're watching it forever. So now you're bringing out the original Shemra Kingdom.
I don't
know.
Now
you're Shemra Veda, that's why the mission says Rekhaya then.
I don't know what he's saying.
Right, you stole it, right? You're the God, that's where it's going. It happens to be you.
You're asking Akashi, you're saying Terra.
No, I'm saying why there would still be some Shemra left.
I'm saying the Shmir, because you never lost your Chiyuv Shmir. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying even if you call Shmir Asai, doesn't mean that you lost your Shmir. You have a Chiyuv Shmir. Wow.
What
path are you from Chiyuv Shmir?
Because I lost it. You lost your original Shmir, but now you're Shemir Veda. And that explains why I have been.
I remember. I think it was Shmuel. Either Shmuel or Stein, they were both.
They
read Kol
Shmir also
now? What?
Why are you Shemir Safa, not Shemir Hinam?
Yeah.
What? Why are you Shemir Safa?
Shemir Safa, you took my Shemir Hinam to begin with.
You were Shemir Hinam in the beginning, right?
Okay, it's still Shemir Hinam, if you want.
So what happened in the Kol Shmir stage?
Just that we don't trust him.
You just trust by him.
It's not Das Bayan. Okay, I have to find it. I think it was either Shmuel here. It was like some men. I have to look. I have to find it again. I didn't really like, because I saw it in passing, so I didn't really register 100%. But then I'll take a look again. I think it was Stipe. He has a piece on our sugya. I think he wanted to say that. I forgot why, how he came to that. We'll get back to it.
Can we say that Das Balaam is the left Balaam now of the object that we're looking at? And the Balaam say,
it doesn't say they're masking and they're being saying the Shmir and saying fine. That's not what it says. It says, would you let them know? That's my mean, let them know. That was Ray Abraham's question. Now, I thought of that, but that maybe, you know, he means you're masking them. He doesn't say that. He says, it sounds like as long as you let them know, you're all good. That's what it sounds like. I hear, I'm not saying what he's saying is crazy, but I think the simple Mashmaz Rashi is more like Ray Abraham saying that you just. Just call, you know, you're Mudim, that's enough. I think that's the Pashas. But it's not Mufrach Lagamri, but maybe that could be another channel also. Okay. Now, so we have Machlaiki, says the Gemara. So now, who's our mission to go like? Fear Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'ir Yelo Yichtai, Afil Yichtai Nami. According to Ishmael, you only das Bailam. Then why does Mishnah say, by lo yichtai, fil yichtai nami? The Gemara, erech nami, lo yibai kama, lo yibai yichtai, mekayim mehu. You put it back in the right place. That's pashit. You put it back in the right place. I feel lo yichtai. You didn't put it back in the right place. You didn't put it in a particular place. Lo mekayim mehu. Lo yibina das by. Rashi mekayim mehu. Chim the baisim mekayim chazira chazar gemura. But even if it's not, there was no place. Still, you only das by. Lo Taisvis. Ir Bishmol, Afil Yichdei Nami, Vimtaim Menolon. How do you know that according to Bishmol, Yiv Mayichdoi, you don't need to ask Baila. Yishleimar, Medinoka Tle Vesla, Vesela, Rei Bishmol, Kiva Tuma, two different cases, Matle, Menaeder, and Sela Menakis. The stam tle lo yichalei makayim el hayoch mimira lemira. Normally, you know, sheep wander around. There's no, you're not tied down to a particular place. The stam sel fakert is yichalei makayim bekis. V'gam kis yichalei makayim b'teva. Normally, you know, you have money in a certain place, in a certain wild, in a certain place, and it is yichalei makayim. Later on, I'm going to say that according to Kiva, carrot. In my loyichdai, he holds that it's not nas by them. So, what do we see in Kiva, even loyichdai? Teretz is both Rabbi Kiva and both Kiva and Henry Ishmael are talking about two different cases. I'm talking about a case of Yechdai, Daniel, and I'm talking about a case of Lo Yechdai. The case of the Tleh is Lo Yechdai Makayim, by definition. The case of the Kiss is Yechdai Makayim. And they're arguing both of those two cases. So they're arguing both by Yechdai Makayim and by Lo Yechdai Makayim. And in both cases, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein Tzarech Nas Bailim. Rabbi Kiva says, Tzarech Nas Bailim. That's how the Gemara knows that they both hold their Shita, regardless if it's Yichlei Makam or it's Lo Yichlei Makam. Now, the Ritva over here, what?
Misvara, you can't say Misvara that they're going to hold both in both cases.
Why Misvara?
If you're small, you're not like
customer. Oh, Zokti Ritva. Zokti Ritva. That Zol Basatayimu. Hooray. Kiva, it goes to Rishmael, and it says the same thing from Kiva, the opposite. Kiva, the time of the day. Mishum, like, calls to Shmirasa. What's the Svar of Rishmael? That's like, calls to Shmirasa. Mamela, why should make a difference? If it's Yichdai, La Yichdai. If it's like Kals Shmirasai, if the Zil Basatayma, why couldn't be Shmuel, don't you know that's Bailim? Because you have the Das of the Shomer, so why should it make a difference between Yichdai and La Yichdai? Either way, it's like Kals Shmirasai. And the same thing says the Ritva Fakarat and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's even by La Yichdai. The time of the day, Mishum, the Kals Shmirah. The time of day, Mishum, the Kals Shmirah. It shouldn't make a difference. It was Yichdai or La Yichdai. Either way, he's out. He's Kals Shmirah side. Right? So I was just wondering, why doesn't Taisus say this? Right? Taisus feels that he has to prove it from Rabbi Kiva and Mishmol themselves, based on the cases of Kla and Kiss, that they're arguing Bein Yichdai, Bein La Yichdai. So, L'chayre, the Svara of the Ritva is very poshit, that if Zil Basa Taimer, if the reason is Kalsa, Then it should make a difference. If it is like also, and not giving it, putting it back to himself, since he represents the Baalim, so you have Das Baalim, so then it should make a difference. Yichle leichtoy. So Kosayif, yeah, you have Das Baalim, right? So Kosayif, you have Das Baalim. Going to be Shmuel. That's how I was just wondering, maybe that there will be a Mashmais and Taisvis, it doesn't learn necessarily our sugya, like the sugya Baba Kama, the Mechlaikis is Yichdai or Lo Yichdai. Which will give us another Teres for Rashi, why the Fir B'Kiva, it helps Das Bailin, we don't say that he's not a Shomer anymore. There's no Ashav B'cha. Okay. Says the Gemara. So again, Ir B'shmol, Ma'ir Yeloich, Afil Yechanami. It's Gemara Zan Yechanami. Ela, Afil Yeloich, Dlab Makaimahu, Leibin and Das Bailin. Eim HaSeifa. So we now have a problem, a serious generation of Seifa. Eim HaSeifa, Yichdu Leibin Makaim, Betiltala, Vinishbara, So according to what you just said, if it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so what's the problem? Why Mishenicha? Litzar Chai Ayuchayiv. Right? It was a Nicha, according to Rabbi Shmuel. You don't need Das Baalim. And even though the Seif is talking about Yichle Malkoim, so what? Huh? You have Das Baalim. You have Das Baalim. And so Das Baalim. And the Gemara, you're right. Asana Rabbi Kiva, don't mean Das Baalim. The reason why Chayiv the Seif, when you put it down, is because, according to Rabbi Kiva, like the Gemara, Zagrashi, Asal Rabbi Kiva, Tirutzu. Kasha was, why Chayiv is safe when you put it back? The answer is, we're going to Rabbi Kiva, that you need Das Baalim, you don't have Das Baalim over here. Like the Gemara, here Rabbi Kiva, Ma'ir Yichdai Filayil Yichdai Nami. According to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need, it shouldn't make any difference, Yichdai La Yichdai. Because you have to ask, because you need Das Baalim. So even by Lo Yichdai, you should be chayiv if you put it down. You don't have Das Baalim. You need Das Baalim. You don't have Das Baalim. Have the Gemara. And Echnami. Lo Yichdai by Kama. Lo Yichdai by Lo Yichdai. The Lo Yichdai by who? Neichayiv. It's not called Ashava. You need Das Baalim. Not Lo Yichdai. Not the Mekayim. Still, be in Das Baalim. So now we have a problem. Reisha Bishmol Sefer B'Kiva. So it comes out the Reisha says, because basically there's no chiluk in the Mishnah between Yichdai and Lo Yichdai, which it seems what that Mishnah is trying to do. Rather we say that the chiluk that what in the Reisha. The Reish is Rabbi Shmuel, Seif is Rabbi Kiva, but Ben Echnami, in the other case also, it's the same halacha. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Yichdai, Ben Lich, Ben Lo Yichdai, you're Potter. I mean, even in the Seif, right, you're going to be Potter. And according to Rabbi Kiva, in the Reish, you're going to be Chayim. Dr. Gemara, Ben Echnami. And that we see that Rabbi Eichnan, man the metargam li chavis alib the chatana mevlana mane basra lebei mesusa. Whoever is going to explain to me the Mishnah that go the Guantana, I'll carry his clothing to the Beis Hamerchatz. I'll be mishamish. So I guess everyone was challenged by that. Everyone's Rabbi Eichnan come and carry their stuff to the mikveh. So Mela, everyone jumps at the opportunity to try to figure out a different duration of the Sefer. Says the Gemara. Tirgama Rabbi Yankiv Bar Abba Kamei de Rav Shinot Lam Nas Lagaizla. And Tirgam Nosan Bar Abba Kamei de Rav Shinot Lam Nas Lashlech Bayad. Says Rashi. Tirgam Rabbi Yaakov the take Ukula Kachatana. What's the problem? Betray Taimi. Reish Shechzir Le Mukaima. The Chol Makim Shechzira Mukaima. Hooray, we have a simple answer to the Reish and the Seifa. And the three Mahalchim of the Gemara is not really three Mahalchim to explain the difference between the Reish and the Seifa. Right, Daniel? The Chol of the Reish and the Seifa is the Reish, it says, Lo Yichle Makim. The reason why you potter is why? Because Kol Makim Shech Zira Mekaymei. Fakar, since it was Lo Yichle Makim, that means every place is its Makim. The Yichle Makim. V'seif Shech Zira L'makim She'ena Mekayma. That's what we're really, what we're being Mechadish in the Teretz is. Then when the Seifa says, when the Sefer says, Yichtloi Ba'al Makayim, and you return it, if it was a Tzar Chai, you're going to be Chayiv. Why you Chayiv? Teretz is, because you didn't put it back to its Makayim. It was Yichtloi Makayim, but you didn't put it back there. Where'd you put it? Somewhere else. The Sefer Shachzil Makayim She'enet Makayimah, Kimisayim Maskana. The Hadim Maskina B'siyuma. V'seif shenicha b'makim she'enim makaymai at tirtzisa the kulukai. When the Gemara ultimately makes this chiluk, that's really the basis for all three trutzim. Ad Reb Yankiv, Ad Reb Nosson, and Ad Reb Sheshes. That's the basic tarets, which is negate all of them. The only Gemara only says it in the last manam, but really that's the tarets for everybody. U'mishum, the nicha chutz l'makayma lo yav v'chazara. Fakar, it was Yichlo Makayim, and you didn't put it there. You put it somewhere else. Said that that's not a Chazar B'chlal. You put it somewhere else. We're going to not let Chilam Nas L'Gaizla. So now we're just arguing about what is the case. What is the case that's Mechayiv you? How are you Chayiv? What did you do that's going to be Mechayiv you? That's the whole sugya, but not how it affects the Reish and the Seifa per se. So what's going on over here? So Tirgum Rabbi Yankiv that what not l'manas l'gaizla. What does that mean? Behainu shelitzar chay demashnisin. Dilu l'sheil abalma l'tashmish. Let's say you just took the barrel because you needed a footstool. You need to go get something from a high shelf. Then you're not going to be chay. Keep the lav gazelu sagne bashava koldum. As Gemara is going to be explained. V'chomakim shenicha. Pater Bainzin. Avol Mishum the Gzul Havai Ubuzel Xavesh Vahesh. So then Vizesh Nichol Makim Shlichl Bailim Lehava Shava. So basically it's talking about Kudri Bianca. If you actually stole it. If you stole it, you have a Chiv HaShava. If you have a Chiv HaShava, you have to put it back to its place. What's called its place? In the Reisha, Lehichl Makim. Anywhere in the house is its place. And say, well, Yichlei Makom, if you don't put it in that place, that's called, that's not Hashava. Very simple. Zok Taisvis, Shenotla v'gibiya amas l'gaizla, says Taisvis, v'hainu chisara. Huh? Yeah, Daniel. Behind the chesaron, why is that called chesaron? No, Taisus is bothered. However, later on in the Gemara, the machloek is whether shlichas yad is sar chesaron or not. There's a parasha of shlichas yad by a shaymer. Yeah, em loy sholach yadoi emlechas reayu. Right, this thing called shlichas yad. He has to swear there was like shalach bayad. We had that concept before. I mean, he didn't take it for himself. He didn't take take something of it. We'll see exactly what the gedarim of shlichas yad is. But and the machlek is whether or not shlichas yad needs chasarim. In order to be considered shlichas yad, you had to have been mechaser from the object. You took something away from it. So Tais is bothered by notla manas legaizla with the chasarim. Good man, don't be shlichas yad needs chasarim. So for Tais, where's the chasarim? Where's the chesaron al shlichas yad?
Why is it
in shlichas
yad?
Saying
in the last case, there's also no shlichas.
Yeah, what last case? We're doing the first case now.
Not the last case. In the regular case of Bava Kama.
No.
And when you took something from the... In the case of Kol Sashmir Yasui.
No.
There's no shlichas yad there.
I don't know why you're asking. We're asking, but no.
Wait.
A bomb kasha. Not stop. The chartais makes no sense. What's everyone schluffing over here? Schluffing. What's everyone schluffing over here? Yeah. Tais is bothered by shlichas yad tzrichasarim. Who is talking about shlichas yad over here? According to Rabbi Yankiv. What are we talking about? Gazela! A Pashta Gazlin! What Gemara? No Gemara. It's a Pashta Gazlin. Yeah? Gazlin doesn't need Chasarin. You didn't say that. What's his answer? No, it's called Chasarin. Yeah? Shakol Gazel Venaitel Tzarech Atzmai. There is Chasarin. Why? You took the whole thing. You machasa the whole thing. You took the whole thing. So of course there's a chzarin. Wonderful teretz. What was the kasha for Exavi? What kind of silly question is this? We told me you steal it. There's no parasha of whether Gazlan needs chzarin or not. There's a shayla whether shlichas yad needs chzarin. Here you're pash the Gazlan. Why should Gazan need chesaron? Oh, Tais says you have chesaron. A Gazan doesn't need chesaron. Yeah, Ben Yamin.
What
distinguishes
shlichas yad with
chesaron?
What makes shlichas yad with
chesaron different than? The Gemara says shlichas yad needs chesaron. Huh? Yeah. Ben
Yamin, you're throwing
kiddush shabbos.
That's okay. Because that makes it a
zeil. What? No, that makes it shlichas yad.
That is zeil.
Wait. That's what makes it shlichas yad. We'll see if shlichas yad is zeil. That's what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Not yet. No. But let's. Okay.
Right, can you do the order of things?
Thank you. It's like this. So truth of the matter is, there's a very, 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 very big question in the whole sugya of shlichas yad. The huge question. Yeah? What is shlichas yad? Pretty basic question over there. The Hainu, why do we need a parasha of shlichas yad? According to Yoni, shlichas yad is just a gazlan. So why do we need? Why am I shalach yaday? What's the whole sugi of shlichas yad? And the machlok is the gemara of shlichas yad. So chesaron, don't say chesaron. What? Shh. What is? What's the whole shlichas yad? It's a pashta gazlin. This is pashta gazlin. What's the chiddush in the parasha of shlichas yad? There's a whole parasha called shlichas yad. What's the whole parasha of shlichas yad? He's a pashta gazlin. Gazlan's chayiv. What do you know about shlichas yad? And there's a halachas about shlichas yad. Sarachasan, not chasan. What's going on over here? What's going on in the whole parash shlichas yad? So, there are a number of mahalchim in the Rishayim to explain what is the chiddush of the parasha of shlichas yad. So Rashi, for example, so maybe we should read the next Rashi, next two Rashis. So again, we said, what does Rabbi Yankiv Bar Abba say? Now, what are we talking about over here? Notam Nasla Gaisla. Yeah? Picked up the barrel to steal the barrel. Yeah? What did Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba say? Shinotam Nasla Shalach Bayad. What was the machlaikis? Well, the shlich said, Sarach Sarin or not. Says Rashi. Rabbi Nosson Tirgama. Yeah? Now, I feel like not the mnas the geizla. El mnas the shleich bayad. Velito niktsasa. Fly not el. Yeah? I feel like it come like b'shusa kula. Vav legzela. Ubay ha-shava. Umakashen ha-mekayim alav ha-shava. Let's show this Rashi again. You can't even worry about it. Huh? What's Rashi telling me? Let's read it again. You didn't, wasn't Amanas L'Gaisla. Ella, Amanas L'Shloyach Bayad. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Velita. But what? How is Rashi Magdrid Fos? Velita Miktsasa. V'loy Natal. Afilachi kamalei b'shusei kula. Right? It was mashal shel b'yad lital miktsasa v'loy natal. Afilachi kamalei b'shusei kula. Babala gzeila. I mean, hashava makna. Rav Sheshi is like shavag l'saim, but they didn't let him finish. The truth say, ask if midi. Midinot l'ktani and gave his own teretz. Mew, sumer the milstam, maskana, like Rashi said before. V'sei v'shenich, makam v'shenich, makam v'shenich. The chiluk between the Rashi and the Seif, whether he put it back b'mekayimai, or it's not b'mekayimai, that, like Rashi said before, that's the ultimate chiluk. But again, they're arguing just exactly what you did, which has really nothing to do with the kasha between the Rashi and the Seif. The answer to the Rashi and the Seif is the Rashi talking about leich l'makam. So whoever you put it back, it's mekayimai. The Seif is leich l'makam. You didn't put it in its place. It's not mekayimai. There was not hashava. Now they're just arguing what exactly. It's a separate machlokes is what exactly did you do in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yankiv Bar Abba says talking about you stole it. Rabbi Nosson says it's talking about yushlech bayat. And what's the name says, we're talking about, Rav Sheshi says, you're talking about, you borrowed it, you used it. And the Shai Lav, Shalom Midas.
What's
Midas
I mean?
One second. Shalom Shalom Midas, Gazlin. So again, okay, so what is Rashi telling us? What's Shlichus Yad? Shlichus Yad is b'miktsas. Well, let me finish Rashi. Shlichus Yad with nitzchar nach. Chayv because of the fill of nensa kidechsev meisa nishba nishba shulos shenchim and am im loy shalach yad. The mashma shalach. Now you have to switch loy shalach bayad. Mashma vayis tois. If you shalach bayad, you'll be chayv. You have to switch loy shalach bayad. Right. Then chayv should misasa v'shiyasi chayv and einzin. So what's the machlokes over here between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba? Right? What's the machlokes whether you need chasarin or not? That so we said ashti chasarin shlev shlichas yad lamida b'shusa elam kem chasra. Okay. And he, now in other words, so that's the shayla over here. So the reason why Rabbi Yaakov says b'tum amnas l'gaizla, because he holds shlichus yad tzrich chasarin. So amnas just take one of these is not going to be chayiv. You have to be the you need a chasarin. There's no chasarin. And Rav Nosson says no. You picked it up amnas to steal just part of it. That's called shlichus yad b'miktsas. That's mechayiv you the rest. So again, so what do we see in Rashi? That what's the chiddush of parashat shlichus yad? There's many rishonim to say this. We'll see mitzvah the hemshach of the sugya. Yeah, what's shlichus yad? The chiddush of parashat shlichus yad. Even those only b'miktsas yushlech b'yad, you're chayiv in the whole thing. So even though you didn't steal the whole thing, and echnami, if you steal the whole thing, you're chayiv al gazlin. You don't need chsarin.
going to Rashi. What's the whole parasha of Shlichus Yad? That even though it's only b'miktsas, you chayiv on the whole thing. That's the chiddush of the parasha of Shlichus Yad. Okay? According to Rashi. Even though the Ritva on Rashi, the end of the parak, learns Rashi not like that. We'll see, Mr. Shem. But that's the way everybody learns Rashi. That's how the Chumash Hakri in some Reish Tali Beis days learns up Rashi. That the Chiddush of Shlichus Yad is that even though it was only for mitzvahs. Yes, Menachem.
So that means like if someone has like a barrel of wine and I take a cup, I'm not stealing?
If you just take a cup, you stole a cup.
No, I'm saying I did my cup and take a cup of wine.
So you stole a cup.
So what's the chiddush between that and shichas?
The chiddush of shichas yad is that so if you just stab a guy off the street and you mechaser a revius out of the barrel, yeah, then you only chayiv the revius. You stole the revius. Tashlich says you chayiv the whole thing. That is good for the nafkamina.
So if you just used
now,
if you just used it, not an astik zol. That's not.
If you just again, that's the shalosh of shalosh hamas gazer or not. If you were a mechaser it, then there's no shlichas yad, and then we have the shalosh of shalosh lamedas. If you took a ride on the horse, that's shalosh lamedas. That's shalosh that's gazer. That's the next money. That's a pshat. We'll see. We get to that. Now, so back to Taisvis. Okay, so in Taisvis is saying that. That's even when you steal it, right? It's still the parasha shlichus yad. The Taisa has the bavarin. What happened? The man never took the chasaron. Where's the chasaron? Nobody has to answer. There is a chasaron. So the achronim say pshat. That Taisa sheet is. That Batsam, the reason why you need parasha shlichus yad is because al sapash the ganav you won't be chayiv. Because since it's yad shomer yad bal bayis. Yeah. So Batsam when you steal it, right, you're not stealing it. It never left the Rishus HaBailam. In order to steal something, right, you have to take it away from the Bailam. That's the mission of a common finding test, right? If I drag the guy's object in his house, yeah, and then something happens to it, what's the halacha? I'm potter, and I never stole it, right? If I pick it up, Or I slip it out of the house, and then I'm chayiv. But by a shomer, the chayim say pshat and taisus, starting with Trumas Akri and onwards, that Trumas Akri again is reis hadi beis. The pshat and taisus is that the shomer, since it's yodik yad bailin, so male is not shy chal ma'is ganeva. Because what's Geneva? Geneva is taken away from the Bailam. But if I'm wearing the Bailam hat, I have my Bailam hat on, yeah? So then it's not considered my Geneva. By definition, I'm still the Bailam. So Mela places holds that mitzad the algamein the parish of Geneva. Yeah, beside the general parish of Geneva, then I'm not going to be chayiv. A shomer can't be chayiv als Geneva, right? So Mela Elmai. That's why the parish of the Chadash in the Torah called the parish of Shlichus Yad. Oh, once we're on the Shlichus Yad, it's a man named Yichasarin, right? So Taisvis, where's the chsar? Taisvis answers what he answers.
So are you ever a Gano?
Hmm?
You're never going to be a Gano then.
Right. You're only going to be a shlichus yad.
The other sheet is
hold. Now, what?
The other sheet is hold.
What?
Now, the other sheet is hold.
What other sheet?
It's
a... the main sheet is hold?
Yeah, you say he's a gazlan, he's not a gazlan. So.
What? Who's other sheet? The other shayna?
Yeah.
Well, you're so convinced that there's a chiddush over here. Is there any... you ready for the other shayna hold?
It's mishana and it's... can't be that you're mishana.
What mishana? I'm doing a chesta.
So what's
the shot
like
calls? What?
What's
the shot calls
the
shmiyasa? Oh, 1 second. Zeri's number's on a roll today. This is unbelievable.
Whew. You can answer the same thing that we
One second. So, no, so the truth of the matter is... exactly. That's what the disciple said. That's what I'm after. Very good. So one might say, and this should be taloi, in the machlaikis, Rabbi Sai, between Shmuel and Kiva, whether it's called Shmrasa or not. Right? If you say, the Kharif was saying that if we say called Shmrasa, right? It's called Shmrasa, then why should you need a parashat Lichus Yad? You know, this whole verse that we're saying, yeah? That Lefi Taisvis, you need a parashat of Lichus Yad because the ultimate parashat of Geneva doesn't work over here. Why? Because you're Shomer. You are the Kiyat Baalim. There's no Ma'aseh Ganeiva over here. Right? If that's true, then the Chayesh would tell him, Chayesh Shomer B'Kiva. Why? According to Rabbi Shmuel, then we say, what calls the Shmerasa when you steal it? So they're wonderful. Then you're still a Shimer. You're a full-fledged Shimer. So therefore, what's the halacha? Therefore, there's no gazela. Therefore, there's no gazela. You need a new parasha shlichus yad. Mandama, you need a chzara. So in Taisvis, it doesn't shtar Taisvis because we happen to be going in our sugya like Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says our mission is going like Rabbi Shmuel. As the Gemara says in Amshach. Right? But an army is going to be small. That what? We need. That what? What does the Gemara say? We're going to cool Rabbi Shmali. The safe is Shnei Chamakim, Shnei Makayma. Right? Heaven holds the Gemara small. They need that. Right? We have that. And the shaila is whether you have the malkum or not. So we're going with your Rishmal, the Gemara says. Right? We're going with your Rishmal. And the chiluk is, the Reishi, wherever you put it back, you put it in its place in the Seifa. You didn't put it back in its place. So we're going with your Rishmal. So everything is wonderful. Sana Khanami. This whole Yisoid, the whole Yisoid might only be true with your Rishmal, but if you're Bekiva, and if you're right, but if you're Bekiva, it says, that it's called Shmirasai. If it's called Shmirasai, then what are you telling me? That the other Kiyat Bailim is called Shmirasai. Oh. So that would be a problem. That would be a problem for the Raivin. Because the Raivin in two places seems to hold like this Yisai. The Raivin in two places seems to hold like this Yisai. Where are the two places? Gzeila Gimel Yud Beis and Geneva Dalud Yud. So Gzeila Gimel Yud Beis. No, I think we'll stop now. So I guess you have to look at the right.